So kind of a funny story out of the election. So Brad Schimmel and Josh call. They're both waiting. They're both wherever their parties are. And it gets to be about midnight. And this was Brad Schimmel.
I wish we were ending this with a speech talking about we got this victory locked up. But it's too close to call that right now.
Yeah, too close to call. The call is ahead right now. But here's the thing is they both were getting the boot. Wherever they're having their party, by midnight, they're like, you know, you got to go home or you're going to turn into a pumpkin. So anyhow, that was kind of interesting that that was happening at both of their gatherings last night. So
I salute to both of you guys as well, because I fell asleep on the couch. I was tired. And Mark was here until what? Well, almost 1 o'clock, I think.
Yeah.
We put Tony Evers on the air. I captured the audio and put it on shortly before 2.
Okay.
So we were on the air. We crossed over the threshold of 2. I was able to intro unshackled.
Nice.
And wow. I was over-caffeinated. 24 ounces of Mountain Dew and a
Hillary's
coffee.
Hillary's counting ballots as well, too. How late was that serving at the polls? So you guys were up
I got
very
home
late.
Just before midnight. I got home just before midnight. And that's what it is, too. Like, you talk about Milwaukee County and people wonder, well, the polls closed at 8. It's all of those absentee ballots in Altoona. And now, mind you guys, like, this is unofficial. I am not like the city clerk or anything like that. But so do not quote my numbers. But I want to say we had something like 1,200 absentee ballots. Wow. And our polls were so busy. Typically, you try to like process them throughout the night. Our polls were so busy, we could not feed them into the machine. Because there was a line. And then because they had been folded, the machine didn't like them. So we got to sit with all of the ballots, and over every crease, we took plastic spoons. We were spooning. That's we were all joking. Oh, we're spooning at the polls. Because we took a plastic spoon and rubbed over all of the creases to smooth them out as best we could. And if they still wouldn't go through the machine, then we had to like manually count and process. And we ran out of ballots. So we had to pull all of the photocopied ballots and, you know, actually make real ballots. So we were there a long time.
And as long as I'm giving shout outs, the poll workers where I voted, because I mentioned I'd never gotten a sticker before, gave me a sticker on the way out. And I was like, I've never got a sticker before. And this dear lady, she was like, yeah, we've never had them before. So we pooled our own money and bought stickers so we could give them. I wanted to give her a hug. It was just such a wonderful moment.
We were out of stickers by 11:30 yesterday when I got to the polls.
Yeah, they were talking about some people with the long faces with the out of stickers. All right, we're interested in your election day stories, observations, feelings, reactions. 32 degrees, WWIB, the WIB Wake Up Show.
Also, I've asked before, and you all were very helpful about how I could stay awake when I was making that long drive. Please help me again on the WIB listener line, 715-396-1670. How do I keep Mark and Hillary awake when Mark literally slept on a cot here at the station?
And here's the thing.
And Hillary was like wide awake at midnight after counting ballots.
I had my pillow with me. I brought it from home after I figured out how to set up the cot and everything like that. But 2 Mountain Dews was too many, probably. It's just like... You know, there was pizza. I was having a great time with the election.
Yeah.
Talking with Elijah. Thanks to Keith, who called in affirming the coverage, and others who were with us even to the wee hours of the morning, when we even had the Tony Evers victory speech crossing over the threshold of 2 o'clock in the morning. But once I lied in bed, it was just like, I can't fall asleep. There were very few winks during the night. So.
Forget 40. It's just like
maybe
one
a couple.
Or two.
There were a couple. Yeah. I nodded off a couple of times, but.
It was a challenge. No, because I laid in bed at 12:30 the same way, like eyes wide open and just like, whoa, okay. I've been like running, dead run.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
well,
it's all good.
I'm much more of a morning person than I am an evening or night person. But you kind of get that second wind at a certain point, whether it's caffeinated or not. Because I know we had our harvest dinner at church and I was responsible for making 2 French silk pies. And I was really tired. And so I was just kind of crashed on the couch, and I actually was halfway falling off the couch, which I did on purpose because I knew it would make me wake up at some point.
Yes.
So this was last Saturday night. So at about 10:30 at night, I roll up and start making pies that late at night. And I felt great. And after I made the pies, I was looking at my wife, who had stayed up the whole time. And I was like, you want to watch a movie or something?
Yeah.
And she's like, no, I want to go to sleep. So there is kind of that second wind at some point.
There is. And then it's hard to like stifle that and go to sleep.
And then the next day you pay for it. So
yeah.
That's your energetic late night voice, Caleb. That was the same voice you said when you came home from the long drive to Kimberly and said...
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's usually, again, it's usually, it's like, well, I'm not tired. Let's watch Netflix.
But, so, Mark, are you going to take a nap today or are you like,
yeah. No, yeah. I think I'm gonna...
Okay, here, here. So am I. I'm so taking a nap today. I have to do, I have more volunteerism to do because I got to do some feed my people stuff and deliver some food. But I'm like, as soon as I'm done with that, I'm totally
one of these new elected governing officials implement the siesta nationwide because I really think that's a great idea.
You should run. That should be your platform.
My platform is a cot.
Oh, I saw a listener at the polls yesterday, too. Yeah, I was there, and she's like, oh, you're Hillary from that. I'm like, yes. Can you state your name and address, please? Sorry, ma'am. I was
glad you know
so
my name,
busy.
But what's yours?
So
got to write this down.
She
sign
was
here,
super,
please.
Super, super nice.
I think it was FDR who talked about a chicken in every pot. Beth Moore on Twitter this morning said, I want a donut for every American this morning, and it better be hot. So there we go.
Thanks,
nice.
Beth. Welcome back to the WIB Wake Up Show. We are 8:32 degrees. Mark, Caleb, and Hillary, and some new music from Lauren Daigle on the way, and Josh Wilson coming up next hour as well, so stay tuned for that.
Can I just say that really it's just the Caleb? Because the Mark and Hillary portion are sitting here.
We're doing our best.
We're doing our best, okay?
Yeah. I've still got
if you're just joining us, Mark was here so late covering the election last night that he actually slept here. On a cot.
With my pillow.
Yes.
And Hillary was up very, very late counting ballots serving at the polls.
And
so
and Caleb
I
fell
be,
asleep on
yeah,
the couch.
Yeah, Caleb
on the
fell
couch.
Asleep at like 9:30. I should be ashamed of myself because Mark was up way later than me. And then he was up way before me. And here I am like nursing my cup of coffee going, huh?
It's okay. I mean, I was in the other studio mentally. It's just tough.
This is
why you don't
Isn't
want
it?
People... driving when they're just really tired.
But so watch out when we're on our way home.
This is a big day today because when you think about iconic brand figures for different products, I don't know if there's anything that touches the one I'm going to mention here, which turns 53 years old today. The Pillsbury Doughboy debuted on this day in 1965. How can you not love the Pillsbury Doughboy?
He's so cute.
He is.
He's just, do you have a Pillsbury Doughboy laugh? Come on, we're punchy enough here because we're tired. Let's hear your Pillsbury Doughboy laugh.
You go first. That's good.
Come on, Mark.
Oh, that was my good. Yeah, okay, come on, Caleb.
I don't know if I know it well enough.
Oh, come
you can
on.
Try.
You can do it.
Does he say he? It's like his tummy gets tickled.
There you go. See?
Okay. Give us your Pillsbury Doughboy laughs if you can do it better than us. WIB listener line at 715-396-1670.
So 33 degrees here at WWIB. And the wee hours of this morning, you know, the way it all kind of ended, we were on the air till about 1240 to 1245.
Mm-hmm.
And Elijah and I, and we had a great time doing it. And it looked like it was going to be a recount. And then... we did get this Milwaukee County notice about 45,000. I didn't know they're going to count right away, and they did. And as the word came down, I initially saw a post on Facebook. I'm like, wow, it's apparently over. Mm-hmm. And then as I was kind of preparing to sleep on the cot at the station, I hear Tony Evers comes. I captured the audio, and we delivered it. This was kind of a unique part of what – I'm going to bring up the music because this television show is referenced. Let me explain. Listen.
He's my sitcom co-star. The other half of the Odd Couple, and most importantly, he reduced our ticket's average age by 20 years.
So it's now 67-year-old Tony Evers, just turned 67 on Monday, referencing Mandela Barnes, who's a former state representative from Milwaukee, graduated from Milwaukee Marshall High School. He's just 31.
Uh-huh.
And so this is a different sort of Odd Couple. And it occurred to me, like, I'm 54, Caleb's 31. And I wondered, like, do you even know The Odd Couple? Do you know that show?
I've heard the name, but I have no idea about anything.
So here's a little education, maybe even for others who are listening, the young supporters, Tony, are like, over their head. There was a movie, Jack Lemmon was the Felix Unger character, and Walter Matthau was the more messy sports writer character, Oscar Madison. And so then later, the television show from 70 to 75, where Tony Randall and Jack Klugman, two excellent actors. Tony Randall plays this neatnik, right? Very fastidious and just neat and clean. And Oscar is a sports writer. You'd
and
like
a slob.
It.
Sure.
And a slob. And it's
and
funny.
A slob.
And so I don't think he was meaning all that. But,
no.
I mean, you've got a 67-year-old Caucasian guy, just elected governor, a 31-year-old. In Mandela Barnes, African-American, and different in terms of age, and et cetera. So As interesting sitcom reference there.
There
all right,
go.
In the victory speech last night.
I knew every day on this show.
32 degrees at Whip.
Good morning. It's the Whip Wake Up Show. We're here.
We're waking up.
Gradually.
It's all good. So Caleb mentioned this, and I'm just like still reeling. You know, Advent is right around the corner.
Indeed.
I do love the season of Advent. And he said he found out there's a Reese's Advent calendar.
Yes. So I just saw that there's a Reese's Advent calendar. And honestly, I don't know that there really could be a better way to
celebrate and observe. Well, and here's the thing. So I had told the guys, like in the past, I have gotten us Advent calendars with the little scriptures on each door, and we've opened them and read the scriptures on the year, and it's been great and all of this.
And there's a piece of chocolate involved, and I didn't really understand
there, yeah.
that, except
yeah.
people like chocolate.
Right. So, and then I just told the guys, well, I'll tell you what, I'll get you guys the scripture ones, and I'll get myself the Reese's ones. You can read
there
the scriptures,
go.
And I'll eat the Reese's. I was told that maybe isn't the best of ideas.
It's a Reese's Peanut Butter Cups miniatures countdown to Christmas.
It sounds delightful.
That just, it seems absolutely wonderful. Plus, they're supporting Christmas.
Right.
So, I mean, they're not calling it a holiday calendar. They're calling it Christmas calendar. I think that's worth supporting.
No, Caleb.
Please, I'm like 10.
I'm fairly certain you know this about me. But Mark, I don't know, maybe you don't. You know how I love my coffee. And we have the Keurig here. So every year that I've worked here, I have made myself an advent calendar out of different flavors of coffee pods. And I have already assembled like 15 different flavors of pods.
It's part of how you celebrate.
It's part of how I celebrate. So I do a different flavor. And at home, I'm serious. I do this on the weekends at home too. I buy, because I don't have a Keurig at home, I buy the little packets of different flavored coffees and I have them in a cute basket on my counter. So it's like a whole science because I know exactly how many days I'm working. So I know exactly how many different K cups I need. And then I know exactly how many days I'm going to be home, so I know how many flavors packets I need at home.
And that's just what Joseph and Mary did right until the birth. I think.
Well, I mean, there was a Keurig in the inn, but because there was no room there, they had to go with a percolator.
Right.
A mom's got to do what a mom's got to do to survive. Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry, I every year go into Advent thinking, okay, I'm going to like have this spirit of Advent and I'm going to use this season to prepare my heart and to, you know, make room in our home for Jesus's birth. And I have all of these great expectations. And then December hits and I'm a mom and it never works out. Okay, come on, moms out there. You get it, right?
I watched a lovely cheesy Christmas movie called The Christmas Calendar about a lady, and it had like little handmade toys that opened up, and like the doors magically, you know, spirit of Christmas magically opened up little doors, and then each little toy that came out related to something in her day, and she thought it was leading her toward the rich CEO man, but instead it was the guy that was her best friend that
Hallmark.
She knew the whole time, and then at the end she realized, oh, it was him the entire
instead
time.
Instead of magical toys, just give me magical beans that make coffee.
Or, like this song from Unspoken, just give me Jesus. All
there
we really
go.
Need.
Even
822, 33 degrees. You're on the Whip Wake Up Show, trying to stay awake after a late election night. And how about Sisters in Solidarity? Stacy from Sorona says, thank you for serving and suffering for us in the election process. She says, Jesus is still on the throne. She was counting ballots till 10:30 last
See?
Night, Hillary. And she says,
Rock
up till
on,
I couldn't
sister.
Take it anymore and then got to bed. So again, thank you to Stacy. Thank you to
thank
Hillary,
you.
All who worked the polls. Thank you to Mark and Elijah, who served everyone by staying up so late, counting down those ballots here with our live election coverage. You don't always get that. So live and local here at WWIB. And we're so appreciative of all the servants who were serving our communities yesterday, whether on the air or at the polls. And great shout out too, to Chloe this morning. Chloe's one of our great young friends here on the Wave Wake Up Show. And she said, you guys are doing great.
Aww.
Even though 2/3 of our morning show was really tired. Now I'm kind of like, yeah, you know,
yeah,
watched a little
good.
Basketball, fell asleep early.
No worries.
And Chloe said, could I hear the Newsboys' Man on Fire, that song featuring Kevin Max? Of course he can, Chloe. Here it is right now. Okay, so.
On the heels of that fun.
I felt like your test wasn't going very well.
It was testing me. So, I probably shouldn't say that. Coffee. I love my coffee.
I do not indulge, but vicariously, I enjoy smelling the coffee that you bring into the studio on the daily. So
we have worked together for a number of years now.
Yes.
Do you know how I like my coffee?
I know you have to have cream because there was that one morning where you didn't have it or it spoiled or something like that. So I know that copious amounts of cream are necessary in your coffee.
That is absolutely correct. I do love my coffee to have a lot of cream in it. And this is interesting because a new study just came out from the University of Innsbruck.
Okay.
Finds that people who drink their coffee black often have psychopathic or sadistic traits.
I'm just imagining someone who's on an early morning coffee date right now. Or going to be going to one. It's like, you monster.
You monster. How can you want that? It's just bitter bean water without something in it. Okay, can we all just say that? I know I'm going to get hate mail. It's bitter bean water. And that's okay. You can enjoy that. I choose to love myself enough to put creamer in my coffee. So apparently this is a thing. They surveyed more than 1,000 adults. So really, in the grand scheme of things, that's a small number. But about their taste preferences with foods and drinks that are bitter, they also took 4 different personality tests that assess traits like...
That's probably what made them psychopathic,
having to take
all of those.
They assess traits like narcissism, psychopathy, sadism, and aggression. Researchers found that people who enjoyed milky or sugary coffee or other sweet flavors genuinely tended to have more agreeable personality tests like sympathy, cooperation, and kindness.
I feel like everyone's dangerous. If you're a coffee drinker, I feel like you, no matter how you like your coffee, are dangerous before you have it.
Absolutely.
It's sort of like those mugs where it's like, it grades down. It's like, now you may speak.
Yeah, right. That's absolutely right. And like on the weekends, not going to lie, if I'm having a rough morning on the weekend, the kids will be like, Mom hasn't had her coffee. And everyone kind of scatters.
Tiptoe around the house.
I know this about myself.
Is this coffee steady coming from those same people who say, you can eat chocolate cake for breakfast and lose weight?
There's nothing wrong with those people, Caleb. Those are smart, well-educated people.
From Innsbruck. Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.